Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. You're in tune with the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join us in song and prayer. Follow along in the Word of God. Just lift up your voice and praise unto the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Let's sing now. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And it is great to be with you again in Jesus' name. And thank you for taking time to worship with us. I hope from time to time you're telling someone else about our broadcast ministry and inviting them to worship with you. And remember, if the radio time is not convenient, you can always go to the website, www.pentecostalradio.org. Click the Listen Online link and select the date, and you can worship with us. There's at least 1 week's broadcast there, and I renew them every week, so they're fresh and ready for you. So let's just worship together in spirit and in truth. Philippians 4:13 is the word of God for today. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Words from Paul to the Philippian church. Well, in the Melodies of Praise hymnal, page 228, join with us as we sing, clap your hands, the message of His coming. Jesus is coming soon. We're looking for His coming in the clouds of heaven, coming back to earth to catch away His own. Then may we all be ready when midnight cry is given to go and reign with Christ on His throne. Gladly may we hail the message of His blessed appearing. Soon He's coming in glory, tell it to one and all. Then awake, ye saints of the Lord, why slumber when the end is nearing? But get ready for the final call. We're longing for the glory that awaits the faithful, who shall overcome and every conflict win. Press ever bravely onward. The prize is life eternal to all who win the fight over sin. Gladly may we hail the message of His blessed appearing. Soon He's coming in glory, tell it to one and all. Then awake, ye saints of the Lord, why slumber when the end is nearing? But get ready for the final call. We're praying for the advent of our blessed Savior, who has promised life to all who trust His grace. His coming now is pending, the message being given. Soon we'll see our Lord face to face. We see the signs appearing of His blessed coming. Lo, behold the fig leaves now.
now becoming green. The gospel of his kingdom has gone to every nation. That we are near the end can be seen. Gladly may we hail the message of his blessed appearing. Soon he's coming in glory, tell it to one and all. Then awake ye saints of the Lord, why slumber when the end is nearing? But get ready for the final call.
And the clarion call today is, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh. Are you ready should Jesus come today? You say, preacher, I've been hearing that all my life and it hasn't happened yet. Well, I've heard it all my life too and it hasn't happened yet, but I'm still looking for it to happen. I believe what the Bible says, and I believe that it's going to come true. Jesus is coming soon. Let's go to the precious promise today before we pray. Very short, but to the point. Colossians 3:2, set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. The word of God for today's broadcast, this doesn't give us an option. This is not a multiple choice. This is not a suggestion. This is the word of God. It's his commandment, his direction, his statement to us. Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. Let's bow our heads and pray. Let's pray for all those that are sick and shut in today. Father, we know that you're able to touch each one, and we come to you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to gather, Lord, around the equipment with great saints of God and others, Lord, that need you. Far and near, Lord, we're thankful that everyone's tuned our way today. Lord, no matter what time or what device they're listening on, I thank you today for this wonderful opportunity you have shed to us. And I just pray for the sick today. Lord, there are people that are all degrees of sickness. Some are not very sick and some are very sick. But we know, Lord, tonight that you're able to reach down to them and you're able to minister to them. Lord, you were wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you. And you said, with your stripes we're healed. And we want to thank you, Lord, for that. Lord, you provided healing for us before you ever finished the plan of salvation. And we're thankful today, Lord, for that great hope and for that great miracle and power that we have available to us. Lord, use this service for the glory of God. Let each one, Lord, no matter how sick they are, whether it's just barely sick or whether they're at the point of death, let them look to you and feel a touch of God. Grant healing according to your will and your word, we pray. Help our faith to be strong as we lift it up to you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, if you prayed, let's worship him and sing this together. We have come into his house, gathered in his name to worship him. We have come into his house, gathered in his name to worship him. We have come into his house, gathered in his name to worship Christ the Lord. Worship him, Jesus Christ the Lord. And toward the end of the broadcast today, I'll give you the contact information, so if you will, be ready to take it down. We're looking forward to hearing from you. If you have song requests or prayer requests, please feel free to send them to us. I will serve thee. I will serve thee. I long for. You have given life to me. Hallelujah. We're going to sing it again. Let's continue to worship the Lord. Hallelujah. I will serve thee because I love thee. You have given life to me. I was nothing before. David says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness and come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Well, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's always at the piano. Thank you for your time today. We just pray that you'll let us know that you're there after you've given to your church and taken care of your family. If you'd like to share something with us to help us continue, send any mail to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410. And as already mentioned, the website, www.pentecostalradio.org. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. And remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God.